So now we move to agenda item 21, the report of F&A Committee on the formula for calculating contributions.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Formula, agenda item number 5, formula for calculating contributions. Recognizing the potential implications for any revised contributions formula of the work of the RMS, the work of the Contribution Task Force had been put on hold until these implications could be assessed. At IWC 57 in 2005, the Commission agreed to resume work on the contributions formula by holding a task force meeting at IWC 58 in St. Kitts and Nevis. Despite agreeing to intersessional work of the CTF after IWC 58, it had been impossible to schedule any meetings. It was at this point that the question was raised as to whether governments believe that the interim measure currently in place could be improved upon. During our deliberations on this matter, Mr. Chair, Spain noted that its very recent reclassification from a Group 3 to a Group 4 country because of new data released by the World Bank was unfair and not a true reflection of its capacity to pay. It noted that the cutoff points defining the capacity to pay groups had not been reviewed since the interim measure was adopted in 2002 and requested that they be updated to take into account the real growth and inflation that have occurred since then. The Czech Republic, who along with Hungary had been reclassified from Group 2 to Group 3 to a Group 3 country, expressed similar concerns as Spain regarding the short notice given of these changes. Like Spain, its financial contribution is set to double. During our deliberation, there was general sympathy expressed regarding Spain's reclassification and broad support was expressed for review of the cutoff points, although it was felt that appropriate rules needed to be developed to ensure that the interim measure remained fair for all countries. Therefore, the F&A Committee recommends to the Commission that the Secretariat be asked to update the cutoff points, defining capacity to pay groups, and to report back at IWC 60.